overnight certainly weren't playing to win on Saturday, were they, Barry Toohey?
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Kim.
Yeah, morning,
disgraceful,
Bash.
Disgraceful, I think, is the word everyone is using.
Disgraceful, yeah, that's probably, yeah, maybe strong enough. Maybe find something a bit stronger than that, eh?
Oh, okay. Bloody disgraceful.
I've been covering the Knights since day one, and that was the worst performance I've ever seen from a Newcastle Knights team. Without question, there have been bigger losses at times during the whatever, however many years it is since they kicked off, but given what was at stake and what had happened in the lead up to the game and the quality of the players they put on the field, that was the worst performance. Disgraceful's one word I've heard, but as I say, I'd be probably looking for something stronger.
Look, we might just have a listen to what Andrew Johns had to say yesterday on Channel 9.
It's no coincidence this loss, this hammering, is on the back of what happened during the week with their coach Nathan Brown standing down. The way it's been handled is, for me, really confusing and disappointing. The politics which has gone on behind the scenes, you know, you hear whispers and what's going on, you've got to shake your head.
Well, you're the man that hears all the whispers, Barry. do you agree with that, that, you know...
Well, look, what's happened, Richard, is it's pretty clear what's happened. The hierarchy have made a decision some time ago, probably during the six-game losing streak, that they were going to go in a different direction with a coach next year. Now, what's happened is that, obviously, Troy Pezzette, who's the list manager, looks after all the recruitment of players, talks to all the managers. Whether he was under instructions or not, I don't know, but he's obviously gone out and spoken to player managers who are also coach managers, and they've worked out who they were going to chase for next year. And obviously that's got back to Nathan Brown,
yeah.
And it's also got back to the players, and the players were probably asked, senior playing group were probably asked, who do they want to take the game forward, take the club forward. Yeah. And they've come up with, obviously, Adam O'Brien's the name that everyone knows that's going to be the coach.
Yeah.
Nathan Brown's got wind of that and obviously did what he did last week. But that's still no excuse, no matter what happened last week and what's happened with the coaching scenario. It's still no excuse for professional players who are paid a lot of money,
yes,
to go out there and perform like they did without any pride in the jumper, without any... And I'm not singling out all the players. There were some players that had a real dig, but they basically thumbed their nose at Knights supporters on the weekend when there was so much at stake, when they had so much to play for, and they just didn't go out there with any personal pride and have a dig, and that's not good enough. That shouldn't be good enough for any side that represents Newcastle.
Are you saying that the Tigers were only their average selves,
well? I've got to give credit to the Tigers, Kim, because they played very, very well. Benji Marshall was outstanding, and the Tigers were up for it, and they played like Newcastle should have played. They were right up for it because they knew what was at stake. They knew that the couple of results on Saturday favoured the two teams that played down there at Campbelltown because, yeah, you know, Penrith got beat, Brisbane got beat, so both teams knew that if they won that game, they were going to be a real good chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, look,
Newcastle fired a shot early. They missed a try early. Young Bradman Best had a tough pick-up that would have scored if they'd have picked it up. But from the first set that Newcastle defended, they weren't in the game. Simple as that.
Yeah. Look, you mentioned that the word is that senior players were canvassed as to their opinion about going forward and coaching next year. I've seen reports that there were two and then a third. Have you sort of heard any names of these?
Oh, it's pretty easy to come up with the names that the guys that would have been asked, Richard. I mean,
yeah,
they were the senior players. The senior playing group would have been asked about, what their thoughts on about Nathan Brown going forward and about whether they should be looking at chasing a new coach. So I don't know for certain. I haven't heard, you know, who was approached, but I would think that the three or four of the senior players, obviously Mitchell Pearce is the captain, he'd be one. David Clemmer is another one, I would presume. Tim Glasby's another one. They're three of the most senior players, and I'm not pointing the finger at them for bringing down Nathan Brown. All I'm suggesting is to you that with due diligence, the management would have at least consulted those guys to find out their thoughts on the coach. Simple as that.
Ponga's getting a lot of heat as well for disrespectful comments. And, again, this morning, the rumours he's going to the All Blacks.
Well,
you heard anything?
Yeah.
Well, look, he's got 2 more years to go here. I mean, people are going to come up with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Kalen, I'm sure Kalen would love to have that interview back that he had on television last week, the day that Nathan Brown, or the day after Nathan Brown resigned. He'd love to have that back. People have got to remember he's a 21-year-old kid who probably said a few things that he, you know, regrets now. But I wouldn't be crucifying a 21-year-old kid for saying what he said under pressure.
And let's give a big rap to an 18-year-old. Bradman Best looked pretty good on debut, didn't he?
He was fantastic. Looked great on debut. Wasn't out of place and has a big future. He'll be a nice... obviously, he's signed, I think, until the end of 2022, but he'll be a knight for the next decade or so, Bradman Best. He looks really good prospect.
All right, mate. Always
and,
good.
And expect to see not only Bradman Best, but I reckon probably 2 or 3 other debutants
before the end of the
Titans this week.
Yeah. That'll be good. Well, hopefully we can come up with some positives to talk about on Friday morning, mate. Always good to talk. You have a great week. We'll catch up Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Barry Toohey, Newcastle Herald Sport Journo on 2HD.